tweet at TodaySOR.
It's not getting any better in Spain. There's been a big increase in cases there of coronavirus. This morning, they're up nearly 8,000 on yesterday to 64,000. Now, with all the uncertainty surrounding life now, a range of supports is on offer to help and support older people in particular. Evelyn O'Rourke joins me. Evelyn, you've been talking to people at the heart of this effort with the charity Alone.
That's right, Sean. I mean, Alone, people know it so well. It's such a well-established and experienced charity in the sector. And they remind me, Sean, that 45% of the people that they support are over 80 years of age. And a few weeks ago, they launched a national support line and additional supports for older people who have concerns relating to COVID-19. And their aim always is to support older people to age at home. And just to say, we will give the number again, but that number is 0818 222 024. But the idea is that trained and experienced staff from Alone are available. They're now running it 7 days a week and it runs from 8am to 8pm. They can handle all and any queries that might come in. And what happens is, Sean, if you come in with a specific query, they can now liaise with many other organisations to step in and to help someone. And they've received, I think, over 3,000 calls on the line at this point. So I went in to meet the team, Sean, and Aoife Plunkett is one of the team that is answering those calls. And as you can hear, she's the kind of person you'd love to have at the end of the phone. But due to our distancing protocols, I'll just warn you, some of my questions, my voice might be a little quieter than you might be used to.
It's all sorts of things that are going on, whether it's can I go for a walk, can the grandkids come over. I think they've kind of come around now to just a bit more self-isolation. We've been also saying to them to forward plan with prescriptions, to go 2 weeks in advance because the pharmacies are obviously under pressure as well. I suppose we just take each day as we come and just trying to reassure.
Are there worries about their health?
People who have underlying health conditions, yes. And we're kind of advising them, if they don't need to go out, to not. That we're here to help, you know, for practical support, groceries, prescriptions, if they have nobody else. It's been full on. I've been struggling with some words today. We've got more people on the helpline now, which has helped ease it a little bit because we are logging all the calls, so we have the information there. So it's not just about taking the call, it's the admin that goes on with each of those calls as well. So it has been very busy. There's a lot of fuzzy brains going around, but do you know what? We have a great team in there and we're trying to have a bit of a laugh as well. And there's been a bit of laughter too with the things that have been asked as well. We had one woman was like, can I go and get my hair done? She probably does every Friday. My granny used to do it every Friday, go and get the hair set and the blue rinse or whatever. But we've been kind of saying, no, that's not high priority. So there's been a bit of laughter too with the things that have been asked as well. They've had some nice chats with people and they've been so grateful. And we're trying to say to the older people, look at the news, but don't be 24/7 looking at it. Distract yourselves, get yourself into a little routine. Your meals, doing your bit of cleaning if you can, go out and do the garden.
So they're a strong bunch?
Yeah, I think so. It's just reminding them and going, this is what you can do. You do have control over how you react to this. And it's just keeping the simple daily things going on. And it's nice to be able to help. I feel very privileged that I'm able to do that. I mean, when do you get this chance to be able to kind of help your whole country to a certain degree? Don't get me started. It's just lovely to be able to be part of it, really. Thanks.
Yeah, very interesting there for me for Plunkett. Now, there have been some developments in the service that Alone provides in recent days.
That's right, Sean. I mean, they're all liaising together now with Dublin City Council, Pubble, the Dublin City Age Friendly Alliance, the Gardaí and other agencies, and that can all be accessed through that one support line number. But some of the work that they do as well, Sean, that I've talked to you before about is this friendship service where they, you know, will match somebody who's a service user, as they say, with a friend who comes to visit once a week. And one of those people is Don Smith, and I got to speak to him yesterday, Sean, and Don is 83 and he lives in an elderly community in Dublin. And he came here from England when he was 14, and then he met and married his lovely wife, Anne, here. But sadly, she died 12 years ago, so he's a widower. And he's a lovely man. He's smart, he's curious, he follows the news closely, has very strong views on lots of different situations. And he has two friends with Alone. But now, with the restrictions in place, they've been advised to stop visiting him. And he says he feels very isolated. And just speaking to him, Sean, the interview reminds you about how vulnerable this elderly cohort is and how important these outreach services are at this time. He has mobility issues, for example, so he can't get out. He doesn't see anybody most of the day. He gets his food delivered. He says the SuperValu delivery man has been one of his main points of contact in recent weeks. So I talked to him yesterday, Sean. I started the interview by asking him how many people does he see on a day-to-day basis since the restrictions have started.
What we're doing constantly as we get more calls is scaling up. In the last week, we've had around 2,000, 2,200.
How many people do I see?
Day to day.
Because I'm stuck in the flat. It's the people who turn up. Now, I literally don't see anybody by appointment or anything like that, or casually. I don't have anybody.
Have you spoken to anyone else today, bar me?
On the telephone, yes, one or two people. I have very few close friends because my wife and I were very close, and she's been dead 12 years. But we were so close that we didn't have any close friends. We were company for each other, and I miss her dreadfully still, of course. The guy who delivers my food, I buy my food online. My doctor is just up the road, but I don't have to go to see him unless I'm ill. I get my prescriptions dropped in. No, I don't have any regular visitors.
When did you last have a chat with somebody face-to-face?
Face-to-face? Oh.
Even 2 metres question. Away.
I have to think. Face-to-face.
Today's Thursday.
Some days ago. Yeah. Let me see now. My boss who runs this place here, he's very helpful. I had a brief word with him at about 6 or 8 feet away. It was about a week ago.
And is that all because of the virus?
Oh, yes. I'm a sociable kind of person, too. I mean, it's important for me to meet and share some time with people as part of my life and my lifestyle here.
And at this point, though, your two friends through a loan, they're not able to visit you?
No, they've been told not to visit anymore.
And you miss them?
I miss them dreadfully, yes.
It really is a sad situation, but he's still remaining positive there, is Don.
I know, it's extraordinary. I mean, when I asked him, you know, Sean, when was the last time you spoke to me face to face, he paused and he thinks it's over a week ago. And we all understand the reasons why, but it's just, you know, that kind of isolation. It's just so serious, I suppose. And again, other volunteers, or sorry, more members of the team that I spoke to included Corinne Hassan, who's the services manager there. She had just finished a session when I spoke to her. And she said, look, the big thing people want on the phone line is reassurance. So other family members can ring too. It's not just for the elderly people. If you're worried about an older person in your family, please ring as well. And just to end, Sean, on that number, it's 0818-222-024. 0818-222-024. And it's running 7 days a week from 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
Evelyn, thanks indeed for that report.